Proclamation number 2039A dated the August 21st, 1941. Mental activity. A purely spiritual exchange produces purely spiritual results. Thus the will to accept spiritual knowledge has to precede the transfer of such by the giving forces. This is therefore a request for beneficial spiritual strength, consciously or unconsciously, consciously through prayer for enlightenment, unconsciously through questions posted by a person which touch upon spiritual matters and which are consequently answered by knowledgeable spiritual beings. If, however, the human being is more in contact with the earth, that is, if he desires clarification about purely earthly things, he can give himself the answer in a solely intellectual way. The intellect is likewise a gift of God, but it cannot be compared to spiritual activity by the forces in the beyond, which are in a state of perfection and merely pass on God's flow of strength, for what they pass on is profound realization and the knowledge of spiritual things which the intellect as such would never be able to ascertain. Earthly questions, however, can be fully solved, as then the strength of God becomes active, which flows to every living being in which even that person who has no spiritual questions at all to settle, may possess. Consequently, the mental knowledge of every earthly striving person can be very extensive and yet need not signify light for him. For this knowledge will be extinguished at the moment of death, whereas the transmissions from the spiritual kingdom remain the property of every soul, for it is everlasting knowledge, thus purest spiritual strength, which is sent by God through mediators to earth. The best evidence for this is the fact that such wisdom is offered to people without mental activity, whilst earthly solutions without exception necessitate mental work, thus using the energy of life from God. Amen.